How are you got? Have you guys got any open at the moment, or is everything closed because of COVID? What's in?
Everywhere I've been, it's been open. Everything's opening back up.
Because in the UK,
Yeah,
everything's still
everything.
shut currently. Everything.
Oh, you guys are still on
Yeah, we are
lockdown.
until at least the 22nd. Our government's been pretty horrendous. Believe it or not, we had a point where I don't know what you guys are, but we had a whole point of masks not being, mandatory. So people were still going in shops without masks and,
Oh
it was
wow.
bad for you at one point.
I think that's died down. I think the whole mask part has died down. I think pretty much everybody's just on board with wearing a mask and whatnot. But yeah, it was a big jump for that, the whole mask wearing thing.
So we'll
Yeah.
just, if it's okay with you guys, we'll just talk about another subject if that's okay.
That's fine.
So,
Sure.
Kel, I'd love to know your feelings because it's very different here in the UK than obviously you guys over there. For instance, the minimum wage, totally different. Do you guys even have a minimum wage there? Because we don't even tip in this country.
Oh wow.
Ooh, yeah, that's what I heard. Some places around the world don't even tip. It just.
No, it's standard. We don't tip because we pay minimum wage, you see. So, everybody gets paid no matter what. I've seen. Yeah, if you could just explain that to me, I'd be more than grateful.
I mean, we do have minimum wages, but our minimum wages are so low, it's ridiculous. So it's 750 or 725 minimum wage right now. One thing that I like that our president tried to start doing is getting the minimum wage up to 15, but that would have been a little too big of a hike from where it's at now.
I mean, we're on about 870, 875 an hour. But that's obviously in sterling. But I think it goes like, how much is a pint of beer over there? That's how I always tell if it's expensive or not.
I think like anywhere between like anywhere from like 2 to 4 or 5 bucks maybe at
It
most.
depends on the places. Like I know places that like 5, 6 bucks, but there's also places you can go there during days that's a dollar beer night.
Yeah. It sounds like basically the same over here.
Yeah.
$15 an hour would surely
Yeah.
destroy any kind of business, but I understand we're trying to get up to 10. I just think it's absolutely crazy. How does your healthcare system work? Because we obviously get free healthcare. Do you all have to? So if you say, I don't know, broke your leg, what happens with that, Kev? Do you have to pay there and then? Have you got insurance?
Depending,
Everyone has insurance.
depends on where it's at. If I get hurt at work, if I break my leg at work, the job's gonna take care of it all. But if I break it off the job somewhere else, my insurance will cover 75 to 80% of it, but I have to come out of pocket for the rest of it.
So you go bowling. Richard picks up a bowling ball. And he's so pissed because he's had 14,000 shots, 221, and he knocks your teeth out. All right. Obviously, you get in a fight. You also break Richard's teeth, okay? Because there's a lot of teeth flying around in this scenario for some reason. So
Pretty
you'll have to pay 20%. You have to
accurate.
pay 20% of that then.
Well, that'll be my insurance because I have pretty good insurance. Well, Rich's insurance, I can't say his insurance
He
might
ain't
have to
got
have.
no insurance. Yeah, go on.
But I'm just saying.
Sure don't. Huh? Sure don't. 1099. Just kidding.
Yeah, but no, it just some insurance will make you pay more out of your own pocket for it. Just.
Yeah, and especially if you don't have insurance like that, you're going to be paying
Yeah,
everything.
oh, definitely.
I tell you what, I've got a massive question about, right? How do you guys make tea and coffee over there? Because which absolutely amazes me. I hear you guys don't have kettles in
No,
your
I don't.
kitchen.
Coffee pots for coffee. I don't really drink tea that
No,
much.
we don't.
So if you was gonna make a cup of tea, how would you do that?
Go to the supermarket
Hot
and buy.
water and hot water.
Oh wow.
Yeah,
You
pretty
guys
much.
are savages.
I think you make a tea. I think you could make tea through our through a coffee maker. I'm not entirely sure. I think you just put hot water through and just
tea bag stuff like that, and that's it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean,
completely different.
It is. Wow.
USA, USA, USA.
Oh, don't.
And let's just finish it why we all hate you because you don't drink tea, basically. That's why.
Exactly. And we don't use the metric system.
Yeah. Crazy. It's funny because in our country, we're like, everybody is driving on the wrong side of the road, but yet it's only us, I believe, in the whole of Europe that actually drives on the left side of the road.
Yeah, we're ass backwards and everything. Pretty much, we were just like, we're gonna do it this way. Why? Because
the only country that's close to us is Canada and Mexico.
Mexico. I think it's fascinating though, like the difference between Canada and Mexico just alone. You know, it's like it's. I know it's two completely different countries, but the whole culture is just totally different. And mm-hmm. You're not even that far apart.
No, we're...
Yeah, it's crazy. Go ahead.
So anyway, moving slightly away from that, how has the last 4 or 5 years been under Trump? I mean, Kev, can you summarize it? I mean, has your life been better in the last 5 years than it was prior to that?
I wouldn't say my life's been better, but it also hasn't been any worse. I try to keep away from politics as much as I can. I'm not a political kind of person. Only he didn't mess up. He didn't fuck up the country bad, so I'm like, I'm okay with it, but it's, I don't know. I don't think he's made anything gone downhill either.
Yeah. I mean, what about you, Rich? Did you notice any? I think that happens a lot, though, Kev, to be honest. I mean, we say it's the main with a lot of politicians that they always state that they're going to change things, blah, blah, but you'd never really notice any difference, do you?
No.
You know, you never really notice any. It's mainly for the media. You might get charged more or less more a tiny bit, but that's really it. Rich, do you think your life changed it any more in the last 5 years, or has it just been nothing, really?
No, I'm pretty much in that same boat as well when it comes down to like politics, man. I just, no matter what goes on, it's not really going to change the way how I live my life per se. So, I mean, I just let be at bees when it comes down to politics and whatnot. I was more interested in Trump when he was in WWE, if I'm being really honest with y'all.
Did you see what he wrote when the Actors Guild kicked him out? He wrote a letter like saying, "Who cares?"
Oh Jesus!
Oh my God! He wrote a letter and then he wrote accolades.
Jay, if you don't mind me transitioning real quick, I would like to also say, Kevin, if you're not aware, our main thing, our two main things that we talk about on TM Bowl is. European football. I'm making sure I say that correct, Jay. Okay. And pro wrestling. And I'm not entirely sure if you know too much about football, but I know you know a little bit about wrestling. If I do say so myself, I've been from what I might remember back in the day. You said that your favorite wrestler ever was Kane. Is that correct?
Well, the Kane without the mask before the demonic Kane and all that.
Oh, you liked him without the mask. Oh, nice. Oh,
that's
heck
totally
yeah.
Different.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't like him when he first debuted?
What's that?
You know, when he first debuted in Hell in a Cell and he ripped the door off?
Yeah, I remember the first one where he ripped the cage off. Yeah, I'm like, maybe he might be good. But I'm like, let's see where he goes from there. And then, I don't know, it's like once he was revealed to see who he really was, I'm like, he actually started growing on me once that mask came off. That movie he was in was with See No Evil.
Yeah, that's a good film, you know.
Yeah. Ever since he was in there, I actually started liking him even more.
It's
That's really interesting, man. I never really knew you liked him from the, because that whole era was a very like a demonic stage in his career. But I think it must have been like a weird thing seeing the mask being taken off. Now you're actually seeing the physical face of character, and then him doing other things outside of the wrestling thing. That's a really cool, interesting point.
Man. You're wrong, but yeah, it's a very good point. What are your favorite? I mean, I don't know how interested are you in wrestling? I mean,
not as much as I used to be. I've gotten away from it a lot.
I promise you, you're not missing anything whatsoever.
Oh, I know. I probably haven't really been up to date with it very often since probably 2012.
Can you remember the last storyline that you absolutely loved?
It was probably the whole era of the Attitude Era was Stone Cold and The Rock and everybody always hitting each other with chairs and shit, always having, not caring, not censoring anything, blood all the time.
Yeah, that's an understatement, right? I mean, I used to think it was fake. Growing up, I was like, "Oh, it's tomato sauce, man." That's all.
You're really not missing too much. But one of these days, though, I'll slip you on a wrestling match. We'll check one out. We'll check a current one out, a current good one out. I ain't going to show you any bad ones like a Hell in a Cell being ended in a disqualification. I won't show you that one. I'll show you a much better one.
So what do you do for work then, Kevin, currently?
I work for the water department in my city.
So, I mean, where do you live again? Sorry, is it near Chicago?
No. I live 2 miles outside of Chicago right now.
As a Brit, obviously, we think Chicago is obviously magical and everyone goes around singing there. Is that what happens?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah?
Sometimes.
You go singing in Chicago, you're going to get shot by somebody that doesn't like your tone.
That doesn't sound a musical number at all.
not around here.
If you make the wrong turn, that's a strong possibility.
I mean, do you think that's just society in general? Do you think everyone's just changed? You know, as in like being good to your neighbor and everything. Is America in general more violent, or is it just Chicago?
I feel like that it's generally blown. Like everything, when it comes down to like showing negative, they blow up the negative more than the positive. Yes, that part does exist, but I feel like there's way more nicer parts than anybody has ever shown, because there's obviously, I think there's way more, there has to be more nicer things going on, because you can't show every nice thing in the world. You can only emphasize on the wrong, on the things that people are doing wrong. And that's personally something that I wish was a completely different type of mindset altogether. I think more positivity should be shown more than any of the negativity.
We need to get away from this big city. If we get away from these big cities, get away from Chicago, there is a difference. But there's just too many, like Rich said, just too many people blowing things out of proportion. Trying to make stuff look worse than what they really are.
I mean, what's the food like down there, you know?
Food will either make you feel great or you have to go to the hospital because you ate too much.
Never been there. I've eaten a lot. I still want to quit. I've eaten a lot myself. What's that? But I don't want to quit.
Yeah.
I mean, what's it like? Would you say there's many attractions down in Chicago? Is it as great as they say it is, or is it literally, like you said, is it just as bad as...
Downtown Chicago, there's a lot to do around here. But the further you get away from downtown Chicago, there's less and less stuff to do. More and more people that get aggravated with the smallest things you do. You have to be around downtown Chicago.
Have you guys got a problem with homelessness?
Oh yeah, definitely. You drive out to Chicago and you probably 4 or 5 blocks in, you probably see somebody asking you for money, standing out in the streets asking for money. It's getting bad out here.
So, I mean, before we start like looking towards to wrap this up, I mean, what would you say the main great points of living there? You know, I mean, obviously you must have a ton of memories there, you know. What's your favorite one to living in Chicago? Do you have great nights out?
2016. Chicago Cubs finally win the World Series. That's my favorite memory from Chicago. Then Blackhawks winning, 3 Stanley Cups in 5-6 years. I mean, I'm a Chicago fan. I've always been. But that's just because
the Blackhawks went on a really good run for almost like 10 years, making big playoff appearances, winning Stanley Cups. They were a dynasty in the 2000, what is it, late 2000s, 2010s, around there.
So wasn't the curse or something under the Cubs?
Was it the what?
Wasn't the curse or something put on the Cubs? Or
yeah, the close to the Billy Goat. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they finally. Every time they made a run to the playoffs, something went wrong. Somehow they choked. It a lot of years upset us. Actually, 2015, before the year that they won it, the Cubs weren't even supposed to make it into the playoffs. They're supposed to be an average team or at least a 500 team. And they make a run and they lose in the semifinals before making it to the World Series. And then they started off, they're the number one team starting the season, and they were the number one team ending the season. But their coach almost lost it by trying to make too many moves at the wrong times and putting in the wrong players at the wrong times.
Is it a bit? I mean, is that the biggest sport around there? Is it because it's weird, America? You've got like 5 or 6 major sports.
Baseball.
Is baseball the biggest one in Chicago?
Baseball, hockey, football. Oh, American football.
How about I say, you mean soccer as well? Because you've got a football team down there as well.
We got football teams, but soccer around here is not as popular.
I always remember the basketball games growing up as well.
Mm-hmm. Michael Jordan era?
I think it's the... Pardon?
The Michael Jordan era?
That's the one. It's we don't really rate it over here, you know, like baseball or basketball. It's just mainly like soccer. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And rugby, which is obviously different. I don't know. Do you know what guys rugby is?
No.
See, that's crazy to me. It's like American football, but without any stoppages.
Oh, you said rugby. Oh, yeah, rugby. Oh, wow. Yeah, I kind of know about it, but yeah. One way.
Yeah, rugby's a hell of a sport. Those are some tough people, man. I give all respect to rugby players, man. I remember hearing a story once. It was like, I couldn't tell you how long ago it was, but like this rugby player was like complaining of like a headache for like a straight month. And then I guess he had like finally went into like the doctor, you know, to get it checked out. His head was continuously hurting for over a month. So they checked it out, and there was another person's tooth lodged into his skull. And that was the reason for his headaches. I'm like, oh my goodness, those people are so tough.
They really don't care, man. I mean, these are all, it's really a posh person sport in this country. And you get these full grown, massive men who were, you know, got lots of money. And with the referees talking to them, and they just shut up and quiet, and they will just like listen to him and be respectful and go away. And then you've got soccer players who will surround a referee and start shouting at him, and you know, it's crazy. Seriously, it really is.
Well, I feel like soccer has definitely played a part on American sports as well, because especially in basketball, where flopping is now becoming a real big thing in the sport of basketball, and I feel like soccer was definitely one of those 100%. Those things that had started to do that.
Well, you fake dive, I'm guessing.
Yeah,
or you're fake getting hurt or something like that, or yeah, injured or whatnot.
Well, we're not the experts. The South Americans are.
We are.
They perfected it, and they literally say that British people are idiots for just accepting it. We are, to be fair. They are the masters of it.
Americans are. Like, oh, I'm hurt. I want to get paid for being hurt. Like, no, actually do what you're supposed to be doing. Do what you're getting paid to do.
So, Jay, if whenever everything opens up over there, can you give us a promise and a go that you'll check out your local bowling center?
I will. I mean, there's one literally around the corner from me as well. You can all laugh at me attempting to try it. It'll be great. Yeah, you all can really laugh in my face.
Mm-hmm. Oh, trust me, here's the way I look at it. If you're a non-bowler and you can get 100, you're really good. Yeah, that's really good.
I'm awesome.
You know, heck yeah. I knew
you don't, this sport is, like I said, this sport's a hard sport to do. It's a hard sport to learn.
Is there anyone, but just before we go, Kev, is there any kind of advice that you'd give anyone who's up and coming? That you wish someone gave you before you started?
Patience is a virtue. Like, it took me forever to get to where I'm at, and I'm still learning stuff about this game. Patience, and be able to open up your mind, be able to just want to learn the game. Because actually, I was actually watching a video about bowling 2-3 weeks ago. I'm like, that makes sense. I'm like, I'm going to have to try that next time. I'm going to have to try this next time. I'm not just bowling such a completely different sport with so many things. If you go to basketball, what do? You shoot a basket. You got to make your plays happen. You got bowling. You can do absolutely everything 100% right and still not achieve that strike. You can do five things wrong and get that strike. It's just, you don't know. Bowling is, it's 75% skill, 25% luck.
Am I right? Hey, man.
I would also say it would be therapeutical as well. Like, it's kind of nice, especially if you're a little angry at something. It's nice to just throw something down a lane and knock over some wood as well, you know? But I would, man, like with bowling, man, like, I can't stress enough. It's literally my favorite sport to play, favorite game to do. However you look at it, I love it. I don't think I'm gonna keep bowling until I can't walk anymore, you know?
Fantastic. But guys, seriously, thank you very much for joining me today. It's Kev, it's been, hopefully you'll join us again.
Yeah, if whatever the subject is, let me know and I'll see if I can put my own 2 cents into it.
Would love to have that, man. Thank you so much for coming on, Big Z. I fucking love you, man.
Hopefully I'll see you soon, man.
If I wasn't bowling tomorrow, I'll see you at Olympia.
Yeah, man. Come on. I'll be there. We only got a few weeks left before our season's done. Hopefully, we'll still be in first place.
All right. I'll talk to you guys later then.
That's great. Thank you very much for listening, guys, to the TNM Bowl podcast. And peace out.
Hi, guys. It's Will from TN Bowl. And before we start this podcast, I just want to make a massive shout out to BK Accountants. They're an easy way to complete your tax returns. So let me explain, okay? They offer accountancy services suitable for absolutely everybody. They're a proactive and friendly service. They're open 24/7. And most importantly, they guarantee to be 25% cheaper than your current accountant or anybody else who is doing your accounts. Don't take mine and Jay's word for it, however. You can find them at www.bkaccountants.org.uk, or if you want to send an inquiry off, you can email accounts@bkaccountants.org.uk. Thanks for listening, and let's get into the podcast.